Well, you've got a young group, obviously, going into Edmonton experience-wise in the NHL anyways.
Yeah.
Good test when you see pretty much three-quarters of Edmonton's lineup that's going to play tonight?
Good skating test. That's the design, right? There's all different kinds of elements of the game. And we have players that some are physical, some play a hands game, some are real quick. But everybody's going to have to be able to skate, so we thought going into Edmonton, they'll be moving real quick. We're going to get a good read on how fast they are and how fast they think.
Paul, obviously the Matty Perreault's not coming, so opening, I guess, to play with Rossovic and Vesalainen, and just maybe the thought behind Mason Appleton getting that opportunity today.
Well, I think he's earned it. You know, when you're the Rookie of the Year, you deserve an opportunity to play, and we've liked his camp, and not a lot of veteran guys playing on the road. So a good chance to take a look at it. We know Roslovic and Appleton had some nice chemistry together when they played together with the Moose, so that was the right line for him to go in.
You're looking for the same thing in this game as you were in game one in terms of more individual and how they're picking up on it?
It's all individual stuff now. Game one is 2 days of practice, lots of nerves for those kids, and for a lot of them a brand new neutral zone that they've never played before. And it showed, right, a couple of breakaways and some things like that. So we're looking for that next step, a little quicker in some of the defensive systems. We get to our positions a little bit faster. We play a hard gap game. We want to defend hard. You got to get to the right spot to be able to do that. So a little bit of quicker pickup in those areas, yeah.
I know you talked about this, I think, a few days ago, just with Marco Dano, obviously coming in a little leaner, a little quicker. He played the other night. Did you see the speed, a little quicker pace maybe from him?
I think we see with those guys who've been around now, a little, they're a little faster picking up their reads, so they look quicker. You don't have to be fast to play quick, right? You don't have to be fleet of foot to be a real quick player. You just have to be on top of where you're supposed to be and get there as quick as you can. He's made some big improvements in his game, and the timing though is that the other players coming in are good players too. So there's those decisions that are going to get made are going to be real tough. It's going to be real close.
For a player like Marco, who wasn't really injured last year, but observed a lot of games, he wasn't with the Moose. He was.
Yeah.
Does that impact a player at all who has a lot of a year where he's just not getting in much game action?
He is going to get a certain benefit of the doubt based on the way he handled that year. Haven't had that a whole lot where we stayed fairly healthy for stretches, or guys came in and I didn't take him out. He just lost minutes to other guys. But he handled it so well, and he worked hard, and then he went home and did what we asked him to do. So he's going to get some room to play on that. But again, you know, you're gonna put your best lineup out opening night, so that comp, you know, it's not a free ride to a job.
What have you seen from Eric Comrie in camp, Paul, and what are you looking forward to seeing from him tonight in Edmonton?
A little older, right? Yeah. You can see it in the net. His positioning, I'll start back, you know, when he went in and played a game for us, his low work is outstanding. Like, you go back to the Columbus game that he won, he made some huge saves down low. But, you know, he's not a 6'5 goalie, and that's what they all look like now. So he has to use his positioning in the ice to buy himself some size, if you will. And he looks like he's going to be able to do that. That takes years to really. I mean, we're talking about a real fine line here about being out too far or opening up holes. Early on, he would get beat high, you know, quite heavily, and even in practice. And he looks bigger in the net. So his positioning is right. He's worked hard at it.
Well, in a preseason game like this, obviously you're on the road, so you can't really play the matchup game, and I don't know if you would even if you're at home, but do you almost want to see not just Morrissey and Trouba out against, say, the McDavid line, but some of your other players?
You know what? I don't know. We're pretty sure with a fairly healthy lineup that we're going to get a good set of D out against them, but here's the test for. I'm not going to work too hard to get Lowry out there, right? Some D-zone face-off, stuff like that. But I would like to see Roslovic out there. And I'm not going to run some younger centermen that aren't going to get to play against him very often. But your anybody on your bench is going to end up out against McDavid, right? It's just going to happen, either on shift length, on icings, after power plays, when they start moving him around the lineup. So, yeah, I'm going to look forward to some pretty good skating players on that line. I'd like to see how they handle it.
Just with Ross, like, what are you going to be watching for in that respect? What would you like to?
I liked his original positioning on the ice at center, so I know that the heads there, there are. He reminds me in some ways of Mark Scheifele in terms of the thought process he goes through when he sees things on the ice. So in his own end, he's positionally strong. And then we're looking for earlier recognition when to go, when to get involved in a scrum, when to call for a puck into the middle, and then more speed when it happens. So he played that game, doesn't want to make a mistake, so wants to show he can do it, and I want more mistakes if that's possible. I want him to take more, push the envelope a little harder because he can skate and he can handle the puck and he has an unusual style in the offensive zone. He looks like he's really shifty. Then I want to see that. I want to see him hard to handle in the offensive zone.
Obviously, you're not taking him with you, but are you expecting Destin and Dimitri to practice today?
You caught me too early to give you. They still have to get through the trainer's room first.